Gunmen from Somalia's Al-Shabaab group looted two United Nations compounds yesterday after the Al-Qaeda-linked militants said they would shut down three UN agencies operating in the Horn of Africa nation. Al-Shabaab controls much of southern Somalia and parts of the capital, Mogadishu. The group is fighting government troops and African Union peacekeepers to impose its own harsh version of Sharia law throughout Somalia. The compounds targeted were in Baidoa, the seat of Somalia's parliament before insurgents seized the town, and the World Food Program's compound in Wajid in the Bakool region. Roseanne Charleston is acting humanitarian coordinator for UN agencies in Somalia. She says that the aid organizations are determined to restart operations despite this setback.
What we are focused on at the moment is how we can restart our operations in Baidoa, because these are focused on humanitarian life-saving actions. And we've had to suspend those temporarily with the removal of radio equipment. The security risks, I think, as we know, are high, in the sense that the situation is a little bit unpredictable. But we make every effort to manage the risks effectively by having in place the kind of minimum conditions that provide protection to our staff. From time to time, the kind of incident that we saw yesterday in Baidoa and Wajid occurred. But no staff were harmed yesterday. Only items of equipment and so on were taken. But staff were not harmed in any way at all.